You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Hearing that commercial about your taxes, I just dropped off my whole packet of stuff at the CPA's office.
Nice, good.
There's something about that weight off your shoulders, even though it's not done. Like, I know my CPA will reach out in a few weeks and say, yeah, I still need this, or you're going to have to pay this much extra, blah, blah, blah. So it's not over yet. But there's still something about dropping that off.
It's off my plate. It's somebody else's problem now.
Yes. I can go home and take all my piles of stuff and put them up now and put them in a little bin for a few years.
And then you just hope everything is done correctly.
Yes.
Yep. It's a good feeling.
That's a pressure-filled situation in our life. I was talking with somebody about it not long ago. About can we just go to the flat tax and just like,
yeah, they need to
streamline. What's the number?
This.
Take 20% or whatever. Done.
Be done.
As long as everybody in every business does that, so the people making, you know, $46 billion a year, you know, don't find all the loopholes and pay nothing.
Sure.
I mean, just give us a flat rate for everybody. Just fine.
No more paperwork.
Just don't want. Isn't the tax code something like thousands of pages?
Yeah. And these people that do this for a living and know like where to look immediately or know, you know, exactly what's going on, just fascinate me. It's, you are wired different than I am, my friend.
Yeah.
Cause it's very confusing.
Funny story that's out this morning. It's a thread in Reddit and they're asking people, what are the questions that you rarely give an honest answer to? You know, because you and I have laughed before about the people who are insistent that I'm always honest. I never lie. Oh, it's like, come on.
You're lying right now just by saying that.
So one of them that they use as the example is the thing, you know, have you read the terms and conditions?
Nobody reads them.
Nobody does. Everybody checks the little box. Yeah,
nobody reads any terms and conditions for anything.
That's why some of those companies have a fun time. They have the terms and conditions that are 5 pages long, small print. And buried in the middle, they'll say a little something like, first person to read this and send an email to this address will win, you know, $1,000.
Get a $100 gift card to Applebee's or something. A lot of college professors do that. They put the little, you know, things in their syllabus or whatever at the beginning of the year.
Oh, really?
And yeah, like that, we talked about one guy who put something in that big long thing that, you know, all the students get at the beginning of class. And in there was a locker with a locker code. And it said, you know, the first person to get into this locker with this code gets the gift certificate or whatever's in the locker, and one student out of, you know, 400 students did it.
That's great.
Just to show that nobody reads that stuff.
Yeah, there was some company that did something like that in their terms and conditions. It was 5 or 6 pages long, small print. In the middle, they had a thing said, hey, when you see this, first person to send us an email will win, I don't remember, it was a big prize. It was like 4 figures at least. And their thought was, this is going to take a year before somebody sees this.
Mm-hmm.
And on the first day,
hey, that one weirdo.
Somebody found it. And so it's hilarious to think there are people out there who read through all 5 pages of fine print.
I have a buddy who does that. He's very analytical. He works for Lockheed Martin, actually, so this is somebody you'd expect to do this. But his wife says it drives her nuts because he actually, like, during the time they bought their house, he sat in there and read every sheet of paper before he signed it. And you know that stack of paper that you get when you buy a house.
It's ridiculous.
He read everything before he signed it just to see what was in there. She's
you know
like,
what? I would
want to
punch that person. I would punch that.
Let's go. Just sign it.
Just sign. Be
I like
done
the
with it.
The other one on the list. How much alcohol do you drink each week? You know, when you go to see your doctor for your physical, they're like, how much alcohol do you drink? And then you're trying to quickly do the math in your head. You know, what sounds horrible? What sounds just right? Yeah. What sounds like not enough.
I never know how to answer that.
Me too. I don't know. Then I'm like,
because
three
it varies.
And you're like,
Like, for instance, I've been relatively dry for the last, I don't know, 3 or 4 weeks. Like
yeah,
nothing.
Me too.
I think I've had one Michelob Ultra in the last 3 weeks. So I could say, hey, I don't. But then, you know, a couple months from now, I might have a week where I have 4 or 5 cocktails during the week.
Yeah.
I don't know how to answer.
How do you answer that? Are we talking weekdays, weekends? I'm with you, though, man. I'm trying to do at least like a 90-day no alcohol.
Purge.
None of that, man. And it feels good. It just feels nice, you know, wake up on your weekends and not be all foggy and feel stupid, you know?
also on the form, you know, if you're a doctor, they might just put a thing on the form rather than putting you on the scale. They'll just say, hey, how much do you weigh, and fill it in here. And you're like, well, do I fudge? I mean, they're not putting me on the scale. Oh,
how was school on there? Yeah, I get a lot of that.
I like this. Did you get my message? No, I never saw that. It must have gone into my spam folder.
I'm a big fan of replying with the, hey, I'm sorry, I just saw this text, you know, 2 hours later. But you got to be careful with that. The fatal flaw is you got to go into your phone settings and make sure you turn off the read receipts, because you'll get that on the other end. They're like, oh, you did read it, though.
Speaking of which, I'm glad you brought that up. I meant to tell you about this. So on Facebook, there is almost like a hidden message thing that I stumbled across. And so it's for people who are not friends with you can still send you a message. It's a messenger thing. But if you always click on the left-hand side, the messages, you won't see these. So a couple of weeks ago, I found that folder, and there had to be a dozen messages from people going back a year that I just hadn't responded to, which makes me look like a big time jerk, right? And one of them, do you remember this, like a month or so ago? One of them was a young woman who had called us on the show, and she asked me about publishing advice. And I said, oh my God, I can't answer that, you know, on the air, but send me a message on Facebook. I thought she would reach out to the Dom and Jeremy Facebook page.
Right.
And she never did. So I was like, oh, she must have decided she didn't want to find. No, it was in that folder on my personal page from a month
tucked
ago.
Tucked away, huh?
Where I had said, hey, send me a message. And then a month goes by, I don't respond to her. I look like a jerk.
Man, I didn't know about this top secret folder.
Yeah, I might have
to
try to
folder.
Tell you. It's what?
It's the jerk folder is
it
what it
sort
is.
Of is.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
So anyway, that's out there. So I was sitting, if I found it like a week or so ago, and I was writing back to people saying, I am so sorry, I just saw this. And what you were saying, like, people are like, yeah, right.
Right, because they do give you a timestamp on Facebook on the other end.
Yeah, but fortunately for me, I was
truly,
I had not clicked on them, so. Yeah.
Would you tell her? Just say, find it out yourself.
You know, there's all
why
these
are you
people
making this my problem?
There are all these people who charge $1,000 for a course on how to do this stuff. And I'm like, that's bull. Come on. Just help people out. Just give them an answer. Now that I've said that, I'm going to get 700
that's
you know, messages from people.
That's domtesta.com.
Because listen, when I wrote back to her, it was lengthy. I mean, it was several paragraphs of stuff. And I guess I could copy and paste.
Yeah, you need just kind of like a basic form that you just have ready to rock with that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I might just create like an FAQ page on my website.
Sure.
That's like, here, then you don't have to pay $1,000 course. Just follow some of these.
Yeah, watch examples. Some YouTube videos.
And then last thing I will tell you about quickly in odds and ends, I'm going to be flying here. Oh, in a couple of weeks, going to see my son, and had to change the outgoing flights. And that was 1 hour on with customer service with this particular airline.
They don't make it easy, do they?
Man, I'll tell you. I know a lot of people are dumb. You can do that online. I know. I've flown more than you have, so shut up. But this is a particular instance where I needed to talk to somebody because it was a very complicated maneuver, and I didn't want to trust it to online. Anyway, the point being, have you ever called one of those customer service places where you're there in a holding pen with a whole bunch of other customer service people? So you hear all of the conversations.
No,
it's loud.
I've never heard of that.
It's loud with like 20 people in the background talking, and you're trying to listen to your person.
Oh, they're like in a call center then.
It's a call center.
Yeah, okay.
And there's there's people all around talking.
Yeah.
And so you're trying to listen to what they're saying while the person next to them
is answering
someone else.
Yeah, yeah. I've asked them to ask those other people to be quiet before. I was like, can you tell whoever, what's going on there at the office?
Don't
be quiet.
I kind of want to say, listen, can you go outside? Can you bring your computer
outside?
Well,
it's worse. Remember the lady I was telling you, I was calling about my, I don't know, it was phone bill or something, and I kept hearing a rooster in the background. Truly, just like that, like every 30 seconds. And I finally was like, is that a rooster? She's like, yes, my window's open and my neighbors have a rooster. I'm like, well, do you think you could close the window for just a second?
Oh, my God. That's
any chance
great.
We can work that out?
That's great. So you feel my pain.
I feel your pain. So I was slightly different way, but yes.
It was 1 hour of having to listen to 40 conversations. Oh, my God.
You know, when I go see my son. They probably screwed it up for you, too. It probably didn't even come out right.
When I go see my son, one of his neighbors has a rooster.
Oh, you're going to love that.
When I talk to him on the phone, it's always loud.
That'll be a nice vacation for you. Are you staying with him?
Yes. And he said, he goes, I'm just warning you in advance, we have a rooster that's like next door.
Yeah. You're going to be down at the Hyatt in 2 days, guarantee you.
You may be right. I won't tell him because I don't want to hurt his feelings. We're actually staying like at the little unit that's connected to theirs.
Okay.
But it would still be funny to go down to the Hyatt, not leave, you know, until after everyone's gone to bed, and then get up early the next morning to come back.
Come back, sneak
so
in.
I come walking out of that, you know, unit next
act like
door
you're all
him.
Tired. Oh, boy. Slept like a log.
Rooster, no, I didn't hear it at all.
I slept like a sea turtle.